This goes to Dr. McConnon. It's M like Mary, C, capital C, O, N, N like November, O, N like November. Fax 989-953-5329. Regarding David, last name is Kaufman, K-A-U-F like Frank, F like Frank, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth, 11-5-1958. Dear Dr. McConnon, this is a consultation for Mr. Kaufman, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted in December of 2020, but they've been progressive. They changed in November of 24 from 54 to 58 range for GFR down to 38. Creatinine was 1.93 and the GFR was 38. Labs were repeated 12/16 of 24. Creatinine was slightly better, but not much. 1.89 with a GFR 39. The patient is not having any signs or symptoms of chronic kidney disease. But in November, his losartan was stopped and was switched instead to amlodipine 5 milligram daily and hydralazine 50 milligram three times a day. And his blood pressure has stabilized and really remained the same as it was when he was on losartan. He does check blood pressures at home, and generally they're ranging 130 to 150 over 70 to 80 when checked. And he's having no symptoms of high blood pressure, no dizziness, no headaches, no syncopal episodes, no current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He does have a known history of some carotid artery abnormalities. He has had some double vision in the past and saw a neuro-ophthalmologist at MSU many years ago. And he was told he had an irregular right carotid artery that was irregular in shape that would just need to be followed over time. Since the losartan was stopped and he was switched to amlodipine with hydralazine, he can hear a whooshing sound in his ears when he lays down and it's quiet at night. He did have a carotid ultrasound, which revealed some stenosis, worse on the left, but also present on the right. And he will be referred to vascular surgeon for further evaluation by your office. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does have a remote history of kidney stones more than 15 years ago that were able to pass spontaneously. And he does have edema of his feet since he started the amlodipine, which is a known side effect of that medication. And he does follow a low-salt diet, he reports. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, kidney stones, depression with anxiety, history of diplopia, D-I-P-L-O-P-I-A, Bell's palsy on the right side, and he's had also a history of GI distress, nausea, vomiting, dry heaves, accompanied by drenching sweats of unknown etiology. And the last episode like that was greater than 6 months ago. Past surgical history, he had a coronary artery bypass graft with three vessels replaced in December of 2020. He's had a tonsillectomy, and he did have a cardiac catheterization before the coronary artery bypass graft. And he's had cystoscopy with attempted kidney stone basket retrieval 15 years ago. That was unsuccessful. Then the kidney stones passed. Social history, the patient does smoke up to 8 cigars a day still, and he has for 40 years. He does not use alcohol anymore. He quit that about 4 years ago and does not use illicit drugs. He is retired from Delfield, and he is married and lives with his wife. Family history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and heart disease. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Crestor 10 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, vitamin B12 1,000 microgram daily, amlodipine 5 milligram daily, and hydralazine 50 milligram three times a day. And he does not use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications for pain. Physical exam, height 68 inches, weight 141 pounds, pulse 64, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150/70. Neck is supple, without jugular venous distension. I can hear a brewery on the right. I'm unable to hear one on the left. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, he does have a trace of pedal edema bilaterally. Pulses are 2+, and brisk capillary refill bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/16/2024. Creatinine 1.89 with the GFR 39. Electrolytes normal. Calcium was 9.7. Phosphorus 4.4. Albumin 4.6. Hemoglobin 14.5. Normal white count, normal platelets. We do have a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis from 9/12/22 that showed normal-sized kidneys and ureters, no hydronephrosis, and a 2 millimeter left renal stone was noted that was non-obstructive. Ureters appeared normal and the urinary bladder was normal at that time. And then he had an ultrasound of the aorta, 11/5/24, that revealed no abdominal aortic aneurysm. We did have a kidney ultrasound done 1/22/25. It does report an unremarkable right kidney without hydronephrosis. What we will request measurements for the size of these kidneys, as that will be important after we get a renal artery study done. And he had ultrasound of his extracranial arteries due to the resistant hypertension and the dizziness, and this showed probable severe stenosis in the proximal left internal carotid artery and probable mild stenosis in the right internal carotid artery. And abdominal ultrasound did get a bladder scan with pre-void bladder of volume of 343 mLs, and the post-void bladder was 11 mLs. So no retention is noted. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with marked change November of 2024. We are going to have a stat renal artery Doppler study done at McLaren tomorrow. We will call McLaren to ask them to measure measure the kidney size from the ultrasound done in January of this year. We're going to repeat labs tomorrow, also with a urinalysis. And he may need referral to vascular surgeon if he has evidence of renal artery stenosis with normal-sized kidneys. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 4 to 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.